in the before the old his Hasidim, the Yechoshev Hasidim, and he said to them that there is a Kitru Godel in Shemayim, concerning the fact that he is revealing Divrei Hasidus Begolu in a way that was never revealed in terms of all the depth of the Soides HaTorah in an unprecedented way. On the other hand, he says, in spite of the fact that there is a Kitru Godel in the Shemayim, he says, to take the option or to take the position to stop, he says, the revealing Divrei Hasidus, he says, is not really an option, because there were two directives, Beremize. One he received, he said, from his Rebbe, the Magid, the Mezitcher Magid. In addition, also the son of the Magid, Rav Avrom HaMalach, that he should, in fact, he should spread Hasidus, and basically we're talking about the teaching and the philosophy of Hasidus. And therefore, being that there is this tension with the direction what to take, he can't stop from spreading it, but there's a danger that he may have to be mistalek min oilam poshit because of the great kitru that's min Hashemayim. As he was revealing this to the Choshev Hasidim, his daughter, who is known by the name of Dvoira Leia, was in a nearby room, and she heard through the wall, mulig event, an hantig event, avadet. So he's able to hear the conversation that was taking place on the other side of the wall. So when the Hasidim left, she went into the room and she said to her father, to the Tanya, and she said, that I heard that you mentioned that there's a Kitru Godlam and a Shemayim and there's a Sakona that you may have to leave this world. So she says, I am Muchen to take your place. I am ready to take your place, to be your substitute. What did he do? About Tanya, what he did was he sent a pidyon nefesh to Reb Nochem Chernobler, which is, of course, the founder of the Skvera dynasty, all of the Turskis, which are descendants of Chernobler, Nochem Chernobler. He sent the pidyon nefesh, who's the Bor Hanayim, and he told the shliach, who is delivering the pidyon nefesh, to make sure that he comes to Reb Nochem Chernobler, he comes there on Erev Rosh Hashanah, he says, before he accepts pidyon nefesh from any of the other Hasidim. In other words, he wants his pidyon nefesh, the Tanya's pidyon nefesh, go in there first. The shliach is hoylech ledarko, he goes on his way. What happened was, on the way, during the way, there was many ikuvim, many obstacles, which meant that he did not make it early enough on time in Erev Rosh Hashanah. But an interesting thing, the Nochem Chernobler, that particular Erev Rosh Hashanah, he said to the Hasidim, I'm not accepting any pidyon nefesh as yet, without telling them why. Finally, what happened was, when the shliach arrives with the pidyon nefesh of the Balatanya, so Reb Nochem Chernobler opens the door, and the shliach gives him the pidyon nefesh, and together was also another small kvittel, which meant that the Tanya, in addition to the pidyon nefesh, he also sends to the Moranayim, to Reb Nochem Chernobler. He says, Amara Mekoimis, in the Kizvi Arizal, in the Sefer Eitz Chaim, in the Sefer Pri Eitz Chaim, and so on. And Reb Nochem became tremendously spoiled. He says, oh, with these Amara Mekoimis, he says, my eyes just became enlightened, he says, in the entire Sefer Eitz Chaim, he says, and in the entire Pri Eitz Chaim. Anyway, he reads the pidyon that the shliach brought, and he saw that the quandary, what's happening here? Here's a situation where there's a Kitruk Min HaShemayim. The Baal Tanya says that the situation is that his life is being threatened to have to leave. Shemayim, they're calling him. And here his daughter offered to take his place. So the Tanya says, so the Moranayim says, what can I help him? He says, what can I help him? He's saying and he's revealing Soides HaTorah, which apparently in Shemayim they didn't want him to do it. It seems so. On the other hand, he went to the mikveh, was Erev Rosh Hashanah. Besides, goes to the mikveh every day anyway. But Erev Rosh Hashanah goes to the mikveh, and he spent time in the mikveh. His custom was, the Moranayim's custom was, when he went to the mikveh, he would take all the pidyon nefesh, all the kvitlich, and he would read it. He'd read it, and then he would be toivel. So he'd read the kvitl, be toivel. So kach v'kach, he took right away, took the pidyon from the shliach, and he read it a second time. He read it the second time, and he was toivel, and he spent a lot of time in the water. He spent a lot of time in the water, and then he sticks his head out of the water, and he said, tfilah oisa mechza. My tefillah accomplished half. And then he received and accepted the pidyonis from all the other Hasidim. That night, Rosh Hashanah, Rav Nachum Chernover was in the spala extra long, and after davening, Kadei Kach, he was so weak that he couldn't walk home, that the Poshet, they had to hold him and to carry him home. And they heard how he's saying to himself, there will be a substitute that will take his place. Palatanya is going to live, but there will be a substitute. In Kachave, that take it right after Rosh Hashanah, the daughter of the Rebbe passed away. And it states, and the Rebbe's life was spared. But the Rebbe said, this was not my kavanah. In other words, that she should take my place. My kavana was that both of us should be spared. But if I found, she told him at the time that I'm ready to take your place. However, he says, but tonight that you take care of my son and you raise him like your own. First of all, he was a zayda anyway. But you take care of a mamish like your own, you're going to have to raise him because I'm ready to take your place. Kachave, that he took his einikel, who was the son of his daughter, and he grew up later to be the Tzemach Tzedek, which is known, a renowned Goyin and a renowned Tzaddik, of course. And there's a tremendous chavivus that he showed, particularly to Balatanya, to this Einikel. I mean, of course, you can imagine to all of them, but very particular chavivus that he showed to this Einikel. They were wondering, why is it dafka to this Einikel so much chavivus? And he said, what do you mean? After all, he said, it was on this condition that his mother gave up her life for me. This is a very, very fascinating story. It's known in the circles of the Tanya, and it just goes on to see, all of the turmoil, all of the tension, until all of these lessons, all of these teachings came about, which took even sacrifice of life, as we see in this situation. We want to be Mamshich again, but we have to start again, Perik Shlishi. Let's go again quickly. And we can review some of the concepts and explain them a little bit more. We start again, Perik Shlishi. All of these three distinctions on the Madregas, which is Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. The Tanya mentioned in Perik Beis that basically the Neshama of every Yid consists of three Chalokim. Nefesh is the lower Madrega, then there is Ruach, which is the second Madrega, higher Madrega, and then you have, which is Neshama. So the Tanya says these three grades, these three levels of Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, Kelula is Me'eser Bechinois. They themselves, they consist basically of 10 faculties, keneged eses spheres el yoynes shenishtalchu mehen, corresponding to the eses spheres in which they originate and from where they descend. In other words, each chalik of the neshama consists really of 10 chalokim. The nefesh consists of 10 parts, the ruach consists of 10 parts, and the neshama consists of 10 parts. What are these 10 parts? These 10 parts in each and every category, in the category of Nefesh, in the category of Ruach and Neshama, correspond basically keneged the Eses Spheres. The Eses Spheres, as we mentioned, was very bekitzer again, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and being that there's the principle, of course, that Leis Asar Ponu Mene, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Memala Kol Almin, which the Tanya mentions a little bit later, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically filled the entire world. So it's mentioned the Arizal, so where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Where did he put this world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the entire world and there's no aspect, there's no molecule, there's no chelik shebechelik or mashu shebemashu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not fill it with his presence. So how did he create the world? So therefore we discuss creativity and Tzimtzum, where the Arizal tells us that basically HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzamtzim himself, he withdrew as it were, creating a space, creating a vacuum, and in those spaces HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu channels, which is called the Eir Ein Sof, the infinite divine light from the upper world to the lower worlds. But this light is so bright, this light is extremely, extremely on such a high madrega, this Eir Ein Sof in its brilliance, that it's not shayach for the lower world to be able to receive it, so they have to be screened out and they have to be filtered out. The way they are filtered out is through the Eser Spheres. These are the channels of which the Eir Ein Sof, the divine light, is filtered down till it comes to this world. Now the Eser Spheres are basically attributes. They each have basic hashpah in their own right, in this world at large. And as the Tanya goes on to explain, v'nechlokos l'shtayim, says the 10 spheres, basically they're subdivided into two categories. In other words, 3 and 7, which means, shehen sholosh imois, v'sheva kfulois. What we have is the two categories is number one. Three is one category, and seven is the second category. Three categories are called the three mothers. The three mothers means because they are the source and the root of the other seven. Because what follows after the first three is the seven is the Zayin Midos. The first three, as the Tanya's order, is Chochma Bino Das, that's Chabad. Whereas the Mekubalim in general, it's Keser Chochma Bino. But the Tanya does not follow that Seder. Keser is too sublime, it's too high, something which we cannot Bechlal connect with. So Bamelo the Cheshvim is Chochma Bino. So instead of Keser, that was taken away, so Das, Chochma Bino Das is the third one. So these three are considered to be the three mothers, because they produce and bring out the next seven, which are the Zayin Midos, which is Chesed, Givura, Teferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yesod, and Malchus, which we'll explain in detail soon. But the Tanya says, Aloshin Visheva Kfulois, that the seven basically are seven attributes called the seven doubles, if you will, which we'll explain what that means. So, since we have here, as we said, the Esa sphere is divided into two categories, Pirish, as he explains right now. How do we divide what we just explained? How do we divide the ten into two categories? Chochmo, Bino, Vodas, right? Chochmo, which is wisdom. Bino is understanding, which we also have to explain. These are not just merely, you know, just dumb words. Chochmo, Bino, and Das, which is knowledge. These are called the mothers, right? These are the three imois. And then Vishivas, Yemei, HaBinyan. And the seven doubles, which we said, the seven, which these are the seven of Binyan, means of which how the world was created. Remember, we had the diagram last week. We had the composite, which we showed that the Zayin Midos each day of creation was created with a different midah. Like Sunday was with Chesed, and Monday was with Gvura, and so on and so forth. But another thing important to explain, that each of the Zayin Midos basically is not in isolation. The truth is, each midah really is connected with all of the other six. The reason it's an individual midah is on this particular day, this midah is dominant. But like we say, Chesed should be Gvura. We say Chesed should be Teferis. The Chesed should be Yesod, as we know in the Yemei HaSfira, which then we become a little bit more aware of the Zayin Midos. So the Zayin Midos of truth is each and every day really has all of the Zayin Midos, but however, not to the same strength and not to a lesser degree and to lesser quality. It's the main Midah which is dominant in its particular time. So Mamela, this is what he calls the Vishiva Simei HaBinyan. Shiva Simei HaBinyan means these are the 7 days, right, of creation, which is Chesed, which is kindness and Gvur and so on, which we'll explain soon. So Mamela, so we have here the Eser Sfirais. So we have here, this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically creates the world, and this is the way basically he shines down on this world through, it's funneled through the Eser Sfirais, the three main ones, and then the seven, which are the Tolodos, which are the offspring of the three. So V'kach B'nefesh Odom. So too, these 10 Sfirais also are divided, Shenechlekes L'shtayim, these two, in the same way that the 10 Sfirais, as we just mentioned, are divided into two general categories, so to benefish Odom. The same thing is within the human nefesh, right? Within the human nefesh, shenechlekes lishtayim. What we find is also that these Eser spheres are subdivided into two categories. We have seichel and midos. Seichel means the intellectual portion of the person is chochma bino das. In the neshama, akoponim. Chochma bino das, this is considered to be the intellectual chelik. And then we have the Zayin Midos, which means in the same way, kibiyochol, man was created in a way, b'tzelem alekim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, the way that he created the world was with the Eser Sfiris, which consists of Chochma Bino Das, and then the Zayin Midos. So man himself is so also, b'tzelem alekim, also possesses these 10 inyonim, which are divided. In his neshama, the nefesh is divided of this, 3 plus 7. The ruach is divided of the same two categories, 3 plus 7. And the neshama is divided into the same two categories. Three is Chochmo Bino Das, and then we have the Zayin Midos. This is what the Tanya says. Haseichel Koilo, the category of the intellect within the nefesh and within the ruach, means the first three, which are called the imois, the mothers. These are Chochmo Bino Das. However, the Hamidos, on the other hand, the Midos, they correspond to the seven spheres, to the Zayin Midos. So hey, these are Ahavas Hashem. Ahavas Hashem, this is referring to the mid of Chesed. Chesed is Ahava. Right? And then you have Upardoi Veyurosoi. And then you have the mid of course that we have to fear HaKadosh Baruch. We have to stand in awe. That's from the mid of Gevura. So all the different attributes. Ulefuaroi. And to glorify HaKadosh Baruch. That's from Tiferes. And so on and so forth, as it says Vechuli. So Mamele says the Tanya, V'chabad Nikru'u, that Chabad, which is Chochmah bin Adas, Nikru Imois, again, these are the mothers. These are considered to be the mothers. Umkor l'midois, and these are the Mokor, these are the source of the Midois, because the Midois, Kea Midois, because the Midois are the offspring of Chochmah, Bina, and Das. So this is what we have over here. So because of the composite of every Nefesh and every Ruach and Neshamas, we really have 30. Because Nefesh has 10, Esa Sphirois, the Bechin of the Esa Sphirois, and Ruach has 10, and Neshama has 10. So you have the main three, the Chelik of the Seichel, it's called it Seichel and Midois. Seichel is the Chelik of the intellect, is Chochmah, Bina, Das, and they produce, as we'll explain, the other seven, which are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, and so on and so forth, all the other Midos. So as we had, and we showed the Seder of the Zion Midos in terms of in the order of creation, how each Midos corresponds to a different day of creation, we had that. What we have here now again, just to show you again, we'll give you a number of, it's one sheet, but it's a very interesting, two diagrams we have to show you how the Mukubolan put together the Zion Midos, again, within the makeup of a person. That this also divided according to the Zayin Midas, you see, Tzayach system. It was Rabbi Yosef Tzayach was in the 16th century. He was nifter about in 1573, and he was the chief rabbi of Damascus, in Damascus. He was born in Yerushalayim. And a matter of fact, he was a great poisek as well, the Bis Yosef himself, contemporary of the Bis Yosef. Bis Yosef himself, which is not so familiar. We know the Beis Yosef, of course, wrote the Beis Yosef on the Talat Turim. We know that he's the Machaber of the Shulchan Aruch. There's also in the Beis Yosef Shailos Yitshuvos called Avkas Reichel. These are Shailos Yitshuvos questions and answers, correspondence that he had, and he answered. In the Shailos Yitshuvos Avkas Reichel, the Beis Yosef brings down a number of psukim from Rabbi Yosef Tzayach. Now, if you can see here how he puts it together, you see how he takes the middle finger on top. He says, you have Keser. And corresponding to the upper half of the finger, to the right you have Chochmah, and to the left you have Bina. And by the way, as we'll see as the Mukabalim also describe it, Chochmah is considered to be the Av, that's on the right side, and then we have Bina, which is considered to be the Aim. In general, we call them, we said Chochmah and Das are the Imois, are the mothers, just in general terms, but more definitively, because we have a set of parents, you have an Av and Aim. So Chochmah is considered to be really the Av, it's on the right side. And Bina is considered to be really the Aim. So then you go back again, then you have number 4 and 5 to the two extremes. 4, you know, besides the middle fingers. You have 4, which is Chesed. Chesed again is on the right. And then you have Gevurah, which is on the left, which is Din. Smoil. That's Gevurah. You have Chesed. And in the middle you have Tiferes, which we'll explain again. Tiferes is in the middle. It's right between Gevurah and Chesed. Then you go the lower three. You have 7 and 8, which are the two extremes. 7 is Netzach. And number 8 is Hoyd. We spoke about it Shabbos a little bit, because Chanukah, as the Mekubalim say, is the tikkun of the mid of Hoyd. Because you realize that in the Esa Sphirus, Hoyd is number 8. Keser, Chochmah Bina, or Chochmah Bina Das, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoyd. Hoyd is number 8. And therefore there was a tikkun in mid of Hoyd, which we explain what that means. And also when, we pointed out from the Zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar says when the Sar Shel Esav, right? when he engaged in the Mulchama with Yaakov Avinu, and he managed Vayiga Bekaf Yerechoi. The reason the composite of man, as we see in the next picture, the two thighs is Netzach and Hoid. So he gave a kvetch to Yaakov Avinu, who was poigim in the thigh, in the mid of Netzach and Hoid. So even though he kvetched him, basically, according to many opinions, in the left thigh, but these are considered to be Trei Pal Gegufe, the two thighs together. So when he gave a kvetch in the left one, he automatically also was poigim in Netzach as well. And Akupon, the main kvetch was in Hoid, and Chanukah is a time that we are Mesak in the mid of Hoid. That's very bekitzer. But Akupon, as you see it in the composite of man, which we'll discuss in a second, as you see here, the Keser is on top of the head, and Chochmah, being again, Chochmah is always on the right side, and Bina is on the left side. By the way, this is from the Sefer Yetzirah, and the Sefer Yetzirah clearly does bring the Esser Spheres very, very much, already the holding in of the Esser Spheres. And the Chesed and Gvura, which is the same as the two shoulders, you have Chesed and Gvura, the Feres is in the middle, again. Then you have Netzach and Hoid, and we see where Yesod is. And then we have Malchus on the bottom. So we should explain it just a little bit. And the pshat is like this. When we deal with, the Tanya started out to say that we have the Zayin Midos Kfulos. Poshet, what he means is, when the Zayin Midos Kfulos means is quite simply, because there's Zayin Midos Bekedusha, and we have Zayin Midos also the Tzaratume. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything in this world, Zelum Azeh. So when the Tanya says that we have Zayin Midos Kfulos, he's referring to the Zelum Azeh, to the two opposite forces that we have. Seven, Letzara Kedusha, and seven, which is Letzara Tumah. Then Letzara Tumah. As, by the way, is Merumis in the Cholam of Paroi. Last week's Parsha. It says, Vinesheva Porois, we have Briois Bosar, Vifas Toyar, Chois Toyar. Then we have Vinesheva Porois Acheres, Oilas Achreim, Dalois Veroes Tormoi. So we have seven, opposite seven. That is the idea that we have the Zion Midois Kfulois. It is Yidua, you know, Mefursim, which the Sifra Chassidus bring B'Shem the Baal Shem Tov. But the Baal Shem Tov said, we find by the Arias, it says, the Isha Sheikach is Achoyser. The Isha Sheikach is Achoyser, the Potik says, Chesed Hu. Modern Eloshin. A person who will be over the Aver of Arias, and he lives with his sister. Chesed Hu. Parshas Kedoshim. What Shaya Chesed to Arias? What has Chesed got to do with it? But Arias, the Mokar, the source, the motivation factor. The motivating factor of Arias is the Inyan of Avo. Is Avo. And Ahavo is the Shairish of Chesed. What the Pasuk is saying, and bemoaning the fact that the mid of Chesed in Kedusha has been violated and has been abused to be used for an aspect of Tumah. The Torah is saying, how is it possible? Chesed who? You took this gewaldige mid of Kedusha. You took this holy mid of Chesed. And that was abused, and it was turned, in fact, into a terrible aveira. This is how the Baal Shem Tov explains it, with the Pasuk says Chesed Hu. Which means the Torah is crying out that how does such a thing happen that a person takes the mid of Kedusha of Chesed, which is the mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zayin Midos, attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was mishtamish with this mid for something which is such a bad thing. Interesting is that the Bnei Yisoschar in Sefer Agra Dekala, in Parshas Lech Lecha, brings down what he heard from the Chayz of Lublin. Says the Bnei Soscha in the Sefer Agra Dekala, what he heard from the Chayz of Lublin, that the Zayin Amimim, right? When Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, they had to drive out the Zayin Amimim, Aknani, Achiti, Amori, and so on. Said the Chayz of Lublin that these are the Zayin Midas, the Klippa. These are the Zayin Midas on the evil side. You know, each one of the Zayin Amimim of the seven nations, the makeup, the inherent makeup of each of the nation in the category of evil is abusing one of the Zayin Midas. Each nation had a particular trait of the Zayin Midas that it is known for, Letzara Tuma, Letzara Klippa. And just to give you just a little example, the Bnei Yisoschar says that the Chayzim Lublin said that Kenan, he says, Kenani, he says, is Midas HaChesed, because it's Loshen Hachnoa. Chesed is somebody. What's Chesed? Chesed is when I do Chesed to somebody. The pshat is what? I'm putting myself aside for somebody else. That's Achnoah. Someone doesn't have Achnoah is not capable of doing Chesed. In order to do Chesed is a person puts himself second and somebody else first. He's ready to do Chesed. But if he thinks about himself, instead of him doing for others, he's waiting others to do for him. So inherent in the mid of Chesed is Achnoah. So Kenan is from Loshen Achnoah. Kenan is from the Loshen of Achnoah. So that's the Zayin, that's the first of the Zayin Midas that the first of the Zayin Midas was Tzad HaKlipa, on the Tzad HaTumah. Chiti, he said, is Midas Gevura, as we find in the Pasuk, Chitas Alekim, Ahi Chitas Alekim Alehore Mashasi Voiseyem, right? Voirot Fu Achle Bnei Yankov. Chitas means the fear, right? Chitas Alekim, fear. That's what Gevura, the essence is. Gevura is Midas Hayiro, because Chesed is Midas Avo, and Gevura is the corresponding Midah, that's Yira. Between Ahav and Yira, Chesed is on the right? And that is the Midah of Avo. And then you have Gevura. Gevura is Midah of Yira. That's Chitas. And so on. And by the way, I want to mention that also, if you look in the Kedushas Levi, in Parashas Truma, he points out that the Avodah of the Zayin Eris, this is Chanukah Taket, but the Zayin Eris and the Menorah Koponim, they had the Zayin Eris, the seven Eris, is Keneged Inyan of the Zayin Midas. This was an Avodah of a Tikkun, of elevating. Lahalo is Ner Tomit. If they be malul at Tzara Kedusha, to utilize all of the Zayin Midas, Chesed, Gvura, Teferis, Netzach, Chod, Yisad, Malchus, at Tzara Kedusha. That's the Zayin Midas again, inherent in the Menorah. The seven konim of the Menorah, the seven lamps of the Menorah, were Zayin Midas at Tzara Kedusha. And the Zayin Amamim, says the B'nai Soschor, is Zayin Midas, which is at Tzara Klipa. Now, so we talk about Chochma Bino Das. So the way it is, traditionally, you know, this has been learned many times, and the Pisfarim, the Seferim, as it is in the Kubal, push the definition. When you talk about, you say Chabad, you say Chochma bin Adas, that the Tanya talks about. When you talk about Chochma, I mean, those who go with the Cheshm of Keser is even before Chochma, if you go with the Cheshm that starts with Keser. It means when a person decides to do something, before he actually thinks about it, there has to be a subconscious which motivates him to think. Now, why are you thinking about this particular thing? There has to be something with inside of you that feels that it's the right thing or something that's beneficial to you. That's why certain ideas come up. Certain ideas come up because in the subconscious, it brings the thought to your mind without even realizing. Sometimes you have a thought about something. So there had to be something, either an experience or some matter of behavior or something that you saw, maybe something that you ate, a kapon that brings a certain thought. But that's called just rotzen. Chochma kapon. Chochma is the first flash. First flash. The detailed bechlal are not worked out yet. You don't know yet how to do it. You did not even think about how to do it. The person decides, let's say, I want to build a house. I want to build a table. You have no idea how do you want to build a table, how big the table should be, what the table should be made of, or what the materials of the house is going to be. Chochma is called the nikuda rishayna. It's called the havraka rishayna. The Avraka Rishayna means, which is the first flash. The flashing thought, from that first flash, now you have a dot. Once you have a dot, now you have a brayer to take that dot and to extend it. You can take that dot, right? That's your starting point. You can make it longer. You can move it to the right. You can move it to the left, up, down, any which way shape you want. The decision, in order, what to do with that dot, that's called Bina. In other words, Chochma is clearly undefined in detail. Chochma is the first flash about something. An idea that comes to your mind is called Chochma. And from there is Nimshach Bina. Bina is from the Loshon Mevin Dover Metorish Dover. That comes beyond. That's the next step. After Chochma, after that first flash, so then you have this Nekuda Rishayin, which was a dot, now expands. It expands either Loyorko or expands Lerochbo. That expansion from the first dot, from the first thought, from the flashing thought, that's what's called Bino. And the embassy is, and here's the Nekudah, that in the Nekudah Sa'chochma, we said Chochma is the first flash, in that first flash is already Nichlal, all the Pratim that are going to be revealed by Bino. Except it didn't come out yet. It was not revealed yet. The thought process did not bring them out. But in the same way that you have a seed, before the tree grows out, but all of the potential, all that comes out later is already in the seed. Even though at the time while it's in the seed it's concealed, it's hidden. So too, in Chochmah is already Nichlal, all of the Toitzos, all of the consequences, and all of the later developments is already Nichlal in Chochmah. Except you don't realize it yet. It's Nelam Besoicha. So Chochmah is the Nekuda Rishayna. That Nekuda Rishayna now expands. From there it's Nimshach. It's Nimshach to Bina to be a Mevim Dover Mtoich Dover. So Mamele, so it comes down, Bina develops and brings up the hidden protein from that first flash, and that's the idea, that is what Bina tries to accomplish. Bina is the next step which develops, which upgrades the level of Chochmah. So, in the Svarim HaKadoshim it's mentioned that the Esser Sfiras Bemes have a kesher to the Shem Havai, and Chochmos Keneged Ois Yud. Chochmos Keneged Ois Yud. What's Ois Yud? Ois Yud is in the Kudah Ketana, it's a dot. And that's what we say of the Chochmos. Chochmos is a flashing thought. The first flash. At that point it's only a dot, it's not developed. You now have a braver to stretch it any way you want. Right? When you have a dot, from a yud, you can actually fashion all of the oises of the olive base. Because all you have is a dot. And when you have a dot, the dot can be stretched in length. You can decide to stretch a dot to width. In any direction, you can stretch it up and down. After the dot is stretched, then you have come to the madrega of bino. But the nekuda, the dot, that is chokhmah. You see again on the sheets. See it on the sheet. You see, you turn the sheet on the side. Maybe you did already. You see here, I just wrote something on here. See the four letters and the spheres, you see here? You have the kutzoy shel yud, even that. The koitz, which is the edge when you write a yud. On the left side, there's a little leg, so to speak. In the Sefer Torah, the yud. On the left side, there's a little leg. On the right is the main leg, right? If you're looking at a yud, on the right side, you have a leg. It's the longer leg. But on the left side, there's a short leg. That's called koitzoy shel yud. Okay, that's keser, fine. But yud is chokhma. The hay is bino, you see? That's keneged bino. Yud kei, the hay is bino. Vav is six. That's all the six spheres. Which is chesed, gvurat, feret, netzach, hod, yesoid. What's left is malchus. Malchus is the last hay. That's called hay titoa. The two hays of the Shem Havaya. The first hay is called hay yeloa, the upper hay. That's how it's referred to by the mukubolim. And the second hay is called hay titoa. It's called the lower hay. It's also a lot of... It's far from over. I mean, this is just the significance of Hei Yeloh, the significance of Hei Yeloh, that itself is a parashah b'vnei atzmoi. But upon that first dot, that's connected to Chochmah. As we said, that's what Chochmah is about. So that's what Chochmah is about, was that connected Shem Havaya. And Mamela, as we said, because this Yud, which is Chochmah, this can be fashioned. That dot can be fashioned into anything you want. Once you fashion it, once you stretch that dot, you have moved ahead. You've moved and you have progressed from the union of Chochmah. You have moved down to the union of Bina. Okay. So now, without Chochmah and Bina, it's not Shaykh. It's not Shaykh to be Mishtamish with the Zayin Midas. You can't be Mishtamish with Chesed. If you wouldn't have had Chochmah and Bina, you couldn't be Mishtamish. You could not be Mishtamish. You could not use neither Chesed nor Gvura nor Teferis. Why? Because without Seichel, nothing is going to be used properly. If you use Chesed in the wrong way, it's not Chesed. If you use Gvura in the wrong way, that's not the midah of Gvura. Like it, you've destroyed it. It's like someone taking a musical instrument and playing it badly. That's not called using the instrument. Yeah, he used it. He made some noise. That doesn't mean he used it. Just because you used it doesn't mean you used it. So without Chochmah and Bina, you cannot use the Zayin Midas. You're not able to be Mishtamish with the Zayin Midas. So therefore, when we say that we have the Chelik HaSeichel, we have the Midas, and we say that the Chelik HaSeichel are the mothers that give birth to the Zayin Midas, because you need Chochmah and Bina in order to be able to be Mishtamish with the Zayin Midas. Without Chochmah and Bina, you're not able to be Mishtamish with any of the Zayin Midas. So the first thing that we mentioned, we said is Chochmah. So we said that this is the Nekuda Rishayna. Chochmah is the first dot. Chochmah really is the first flash. So the truth is, that happens to be the first also of the Asorah Mamoris. In the Asorah Mamoris, Shenivra Olam, Kishbroke created the world by 10 mamores, and we know the first mamor is Bereshis. Bereshis Bar Elokim is a mamor. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the Bereshis Nama Mamor Hu, because you count as only 9 Vayomer. The Gemara asks the question. So the Gemara says Bereshis is also a mamor. So he asks us the question, so why doesn't it say Vayomer? It should have said Vayomer Elokim, right? And let's create Shemayim Vayoritz. Can't say Vayomer. You know why? Because the Amira is Dibur. Dibur is already in the Kuda after Machshavah. Dibur is already in the Kuda, which is already after Machshavah. Because when a person thinks about something first, then he is Moitzi, the Machshavah together of Dibur. And therefore it has to start with something that you cannot start with after. You have to start with Machshavah first. So therefore it doesn't say Beferish Vayomer, but rather it says Breishis Bor Elokim. So if you start with Chochmah, Chochmah is the initial flash, is the initial idea. Undeveloped idea. Once you have that initial flash, then comes the inyan of Bina, which means a person's machashiv lamaisa. A person's machashiv lamaisa, what to do, how to do it. He has a machshava lamoshim, wants to make a table. So now he starts to think, how? First flash, I want to make a table. So he says, I need wood, chveis, I need metal, I need screws, so big, so small, right? So you have the machshava rishayna, that's bina. The bina is where he develops the machshava rishayna. That's basically what we touch when we talk about bina. He basically is developing the machshava rishayna. So then comes das, so what's das? Das is loshen chibur. What I'm saying to you now, basically just a lot of words, which the Tanya says, bekitzer, take it further down. But in order to have an idea what the Tanya says later, so just presenting it now in a way so we have an idea what the Tanya means. Das is chibur, as we say in the biblical sense, vayeda odo meschava ishtoi. The idea means union, coming together. What das is, it brings together chochma in bina, right? It brings them together within the person in order to be able to create the zayin midas. Which means again, chochma is the earliest potentiality, the idea, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu, referring to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lamashul. Kodesh Baruch Hu has an idea to create a finite world. Bina is the idea conceived in detail, right? Which is the result already of contemplation. And then das is the commitment to creation. Commitment to creation, which means it's a stage when an idea becomes an active intention. That's already what das is. Das is taking chokhmah and bina and now being ready to implement it. That's what das is. Chokhmah and bina is basically the ideas. One is the initial flash, and then you have, which has been already developing the idea, and then das is already making a commitment to do it. Das is a commitment to do it. Now, here's the idea, here's the nekuda. When a person, for example, when a person makes a commitment, let's say, to an idea, it means he binds himself to it. That's what commitment means. Das, right? If you make a commitment to an idea, so you're binding yourself. You're binding yourself to the extent that you not only understand it, but you actually feel it. What do we mean by that? What we mean is, because only in this way, when a person actually is committed and he feels the idea, then, Lamoshel, if his understanding, let's say, leads to a particular area, right, of desirability, it'll give birth to the midah of ahava. Right? That's called love. It's called ahava. That's midah ahava. It's called midah chesed. That's why chesed is the birth, is the tolda, of chacham bino das. Because once you have das, when a person binds himself and commits himself, right, to this idea, so then he's affected. He's affected by the idea. Because if the idea is something that he feels will benefit him, right, he understands it to the point that he realizes it will benefit him, so it gives birth to the midah, to the attribute of ahava. If he sees that this is going to something be harmful, then it gives birth to the hergish of gevura. It gives birth to the hergish of fear, the hergish of yira. And the same thing works also with all the other emotions, the feris and so on and so forth. But that's all based on the person's attachment and how much he was bound to that idea. So therefore, after chokhmah bina das come the other feelings that we're mentioning, the other feelings that we're talking about, the zayin midas, which is chesed, gevura, teferis, and so on. So just a very, very quick description of the zayin midas themselves, the way they are understood, actually in a number of ways, but let's get a little description when talking about the zayin midas, what they are made up of. Chesed is always explained, there are klal in all the Svarim HaKdoshim as the midah of ahava. This is synonymous with ahava. In other words, first of all, even practically speaking, when I do chesed to someone, right, when I give something to someone, that's a bechin of a mashpia. I'm being mashpia. And mashpia, but derech klal is, when I have ava towards someone, I want to give him a matona. That's the derech hoyon. That is how I express my feelings. If I have true ahava to someone, I want to give him something. I want to give him a matona. So that's why chesed, if I'm ready to do chesed to someone, that represents the midah of ahava. The ahava is connected with chesed, the beginning of a mashpia. Then comes gevura. Gevura is basically defined as the midah of yira. That's midas hatzimtzum. Whereas chesed is ispashtus. Chesed is something that can go without any gevul. That's chesed. Chesed without any gevul, without any limitations. Yira, on the other hand, is something which is called tzimtzum, contraction. That's something which is limitation. That's the yin of yira. You talk about teferes. Teferes is already a mizug of, right? That's already a synthesis of both chesed and gevura. Right? L'moshel chveis, if someone if he paints a picture, right? So a picture is made up of fashidana, you have, it makes a stripe this way, makes a stripe this way, shorter stripes, longer stripes, all kinds of multicolored situation, till he produces a tzura, right? You have a house with trees and with water and so on and so on and so forth. Every prat alone Right? If you would isolate, just take one strip, right? You take one stripe, one color, it wouldn't mean anything. We'd be far from beautiful. If you analyze each and every prat in its own, it doesn't say anything. But if you take all of the colors and you take all of the lines, right? So now you have formed a house and you've made a tzuris. So Tiferes basically is a synthesis and a harmony, right, of many things coming together, many things which are totally different one from the other, but they all work in harmony together to produce something. So Tiferes is, again, is a harmony of Chesed and Gevurah, bringing Chesed and Gevurah sort of like a balance between the two. That's what Tiferes is. That's what you see in the picture. Tiferes is in the middle. When you see Chesed on one side, they were on the other side, and you see Tiferes is in the middle. Because Tiferes is the synthesis of two. And the same thing which is always used as a moshel the Svaram brings is Negina, is a song. Right? You can imagine Negina. If someone will drown out one tone, right, or one note, it's far from being a Negin. The idea is that Negina is a tzirith. Negina is a tzirith of many, many koilas, right? High ones and low ones, thick and thin, and so on and so forth. And then you add harmony to that, then you add symphony to that, and then you produce a wonderful sound. They're called tferes, tferes beauty. The fact that it's beautiful is because it's made up of different situations, and they happen to be mashlim, one is mashlim the other, until it produces something new. That's what tferes is. So tferes basically is a combination of chesed and gevurah. Then comes Netzach, which is basically has a number of definitions. Netzach is also from Loshen Nitzachin. That's one way. Nitzachin means victorious, triumph. Netzach is also, how else do we use the term Netzach? We say Netzach Nitzachin, forever, eternity. It also refers to endurance, to be able to endure. To be able to endure is Netzach, to be able to maintain, to keep on going. That's the Inyan of Netzach. So in a certain sense, this is a midah. Netzach is a midah that gives a person the power to overcome struggles in life, to be victorious over an enemy. A person has confrontation. So what is the midah that gives them the ability, right, to overcome all those struggles? That's the midah of, basically the midah of Netzach. We have the midah of Netzach. Hoid is the opposite. Hoid is from Loshen Hachnoah, according to on one level. Hoid is from Loshen Hachnoah. Now sometimes I know that the right thing to do is to be loichim, to go to Muhammad, to fight the enemy. Sometimes I also know the right thing in my position is, you have to know your spot and your place, and you say the right thing is to be machnia myself for the enemy. Because I know if I try to oppose him, I'll just get hurt. So that's from the Loshim, moide manachnu loch. Moide means mebiktzach, right? You bow down, you machnia yourself. That's the union of hoid. Hoid from machnoah. Whereas netzach is superiority. Netzach is victory. Netzach is triumph. Hoid is the direct opposite, which you see on the composite. Direct opposite. One is to the right, one is to the left. Hoid is from Loshen Hachnoah. And the Moshul is, of course, as you see, and you need survival. Sometimes Hachnoah is the survival. Melchom is not always the answer. The common Moshul which Chazal tell us is, you look at the mighty cedar trees, right? Ke'eres Balvonoi. You have the mighty, mighty, strong, tough cedar trees. And then you have a terrible hurricane and you have a stormy wind. And it breaks down all of the trees. All the mighty, mighty trees. If you have a strong enough wind, it breaks trees. What about the little, soft, small grasses? Right, they bend. Strong wind, so they bend in the direction of the wind. What happens? The wind goes by, they stand upright again, like just we were not affected at all. Because they bend. Hachnoah. That's the idea. Little grasses, nothing. No koyach, no strength. Hachnoah! That's the soy. That's the secret of the survival. Sometimes this key of survival is not Netzach. Sometimes the key of the survival is the Bechin of Hoid, the Bechin of Hachnor. So now, according to the Mekabolim, we mentioned last week also, when we just started, we said that Bemez, the Oirein Soif, is channeled from the upper worlds down to our physical world, by the way we said of the Esser Spheres. And we said that the Oirein Soif is filtered through the Esser Spheres. So I just want to tell you how they tie to up the union of Netzach and Hoid. Netzach and Hoid, basically, Netzach could mean eternity, as we said, or it means endurance, in that sense. And Hoid also has another interpretation. We said Hoid is from Loshen Achnoah, like Moidim Anachnoloch, where a person is Mishtachve, right? But Hoid is also Loshen Beauty, which is Loshen Splendor. So in Kabbalah, these are compared to the two kidneys. Now it's Netzach and Hoid, where they are positioned. The Netzach and Hoid, which is positioned, as you see, on the two sides, right? This is Keneged, the two kidneys. And Chazal say Kloyos Yoyatzois, that it's the kidneys that give counsel. In other words, the kidneys that feeds the intellect, the koich of the kidneys, all of the connections of the Ramach Evarim, if it's just a fascinating thing, the way Kodesh Baruch Hu created it. We look at the Moyach, we look this, and we don't know all the secrets of the Bria. You know, what gives aid to what, and what will he feed, just what we see, we know, but we don't know. We don't know far from enough. And Chazal say, Kloyos Yeyatzis, that two of the counsel and Eitzis come from the kidneys. And Amel, it means, when we come to Netzach Vahoyt, we're coming out to the lower spheres. When we say we come to the lower spheres, it means we're descending lower and lower. From the upper worlds, we're coming lower also. These are channeled by the Esser spheres, as we mentioned. So now, so the pshat is, we have to find out, Kadosh Baruch Hu was trying to channel all of this light, and now to be able, that we should be able to receive it. As we're coming lower down, we have to be able to receive that light, because now it's being the Gehla Maisa to our world over here. So the way that the Mekubalim compared is, like you said, like a teacher, like a Rebbe, who wants to explain something which is a very difficult subject, right, with its full complexity, in order that the Talmud should be able to grasp it. So he seeks advice on how to be able to explain it. So the idea is, he decides that he's going to impart the lesson like in the way of a funnel. In a way, he narrows down the subject matter and he presents it in small doses. So the same idea, when you give advice and you give counsel, right? So the idea, the best way to proceed is the function of the spheres of Netzach and Hoyd. Netzach and Hoyd, these are the spheres that funnel out. That funnel out coming down to the lower worlds. Now, referring to man, because these Zayin Midas apply to man as well, not just to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light. Regarding to man, he says the sphere of Netzach implies the koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man to be able to overcome all the struggles in Avodas Hashem. Sometimes you have external struggles, sometimes you have internal struggles, but that's the koyach of Netzach. Man was endowed with this attribute to be able to do it. Hoyd, on the other hand, stands for, in this sense, Hoyd is Loshen Hoydor, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the kindness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for one purpose, in order that we should be worthy of His benevolence and be able to earn all of the kindness, all of the chesed, as we said last week. It was all of B'tzoynek Lehetiv Libriyov, because as it says, Oylem Chesed Yibone. So Hoyd is really the thanks. Mekubalim say that Moshe Rabbeinu basically is the epitome of Netzach, and Aron HaKohen is the epitome of Hoyd. This is the definition. Moshe and Aaron. Moshe on one side and Aaron on the other side. Also, Netzach and Hoyd, as you see on the picture, are represented by the Trei Shoykin, the two Shoyks, which are considered to be Trei Pal Gegufa, the two halves of the body. These are the Trei Shoykin. That will explain, guys, we spoke about it last week. The Bashal Shidus has mentioned that even though the Kvetch was on the left thigh, but nevertheless, the Zohar says, and the Rizal tells us, that there was also a Pegam in the right thigh, because they are Trei Pal Gegufa. Because being that they are Trei Pal Gegufa, they are two halves. So Melo, this is Netzach Hoyd, are called, these are the Trei Shoykin, which are the two thighs, but they are connected. And according to the Kabbalah, what is the role of the thighs? In the same way that the thighs hold up the body, right? That's the beginning of the legs. Hold up the body. These are the underpinnings of the body. This is the reflection of Emunah, which is the foundation, he says, in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So another aspect that we have by Netzach and Hoyd, these pieces of koiches really is represent the koich of Emunah that a Yid has, because this is the foundation of Bechlal, of being a Yid. Which brings us now to the ninth sphere. Ninth sphere, which is Yesoid. It's an interesting thing. The same way that we said that the Feris is the synthesis, right, is the combination, is the Mizuk of Chesed and Gevura, Yesoid also creates a Mizuk between the spheres of Netzach and Hoyd. Netzach and Hoyd are two opposing spheres, as we said. One's on the right and one's on the left. But there's a Mizuk. And you have that synthesis that's created by Yesoid. Yesoid brings them together. That's what you see. Yesoid is in the middle. Same way that the Feris is in the middle. Right? And it combines together the two outer middas of, as we said, Chesed and Gevura, so the Feres combines them. The same way Yesoid basically combines these spheres. So, I want to mention to you that in terms of flowing, we're talking about being Mashpia, coming down, Yesoid is really the last one. Malchus is a different role altogether. In the role of the spheres, as being Mashpim, as bringing down, as we said, funneling through and sifting through and filtering through the Eirein Sof into this world, Yesoid is the lowest. Yesoid is already the lowest of the spheres, which the Nishamas are rooted to the physical world as well. And Yesoid basically is the link, as we'll soon explain, between Mashpia and Mekabel, because Malchus is Mekabel. We mentioned before we're talking about Mashpia. Soon we're going to come to Malchus. Malchus is Mekabel. From a human perspective, Yesoid means being bound and attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. In Machshava, Dibra, and Maisa, as the Sforim say, in all the three aspects. In the sphere and model of the human body, Yisrael model, Yisrael is symbolized as the reproductive organ, as you see that. That's why it's known as Midas Yisrael. That's why it's known as Midas Yisrael. And by the way, that is the Aver that gives. That's the Aver that's Mashpia. Again, it means that the idea is that a person has an obligation in this world that's part of his function, is to be Mashpia and basically to make a contribution the right way and to do what has to be done. So Lamaisa, again, so Yisrael basically, as we said, is the ninth sphere. This is the balance between Netzach and Hoid, as we mentioned. It's the balance between domination and innocence. That's what Yisrael is, because Netzach and Hoid, that's what the balance is. It's the balance between dependence and independence. Right? Netzach is independence, and Hoid is more dependence. And basically, this is the balance of which a person needs for his relationships between people. So finally, we come to the Midah and the sphere of Malchus. Right, we come to the Midah of Malchus. Malchus, of course, we say kingdom, right? Malchus. Malchus is not really from the Zion Midas per se, in the same way that all the previous six. As you saw yourself in the Cheshbon of the Yudke Vovke, right, the Vov were the six as being one unit, and then the last He was Malchus, because you have the six. So the Derek Klal, what it means with Malchus is it receives the flow from Yisoid, but doesn't pass on further. In other words, because as the flow continues through the Midos, through the Spheres, Yisoid is the final one. Yisoid now passes it on to Malchus, and there it's where it stands. It stays by Malchus. Malchus is the Makabel. And therefore, the Zohar identifies that this is with Mekeva. Mekeva is the Makabel, and the others, which are the Mashpia, is the Bechin of Zohar. So the six of the Zion Midas, which are Bechinas of Mashpiyim, and certainly Yisoid, that's the Bechin of Mashpia, and Malchus, the Bechin of Makabel. Zohar HaKadosh, you find many, many times, Zohar HaKadosh identifies Malchus with the moon, Keneged HaLavona. Why? We know why. Because, by the way, the Zohar HaKadosh talks about the moon, which is personified by Chava. The Zohar in Parshas Noach says that, which is personified by Chava. Because in the same way that the Mekeva, basically, she's the one Taki who's the Makabel, the moon receives the light from the sun. So the moon also is the Makabel. The sun is the Mashpia, and the moon is the Makabel. And besides the fact that we know that there's the obvious connection between the monthly lunar cycle and the cycle of a woman also. So besides that fact, but also regarding the idea of Mashpia and Makabel, we understand what the Zohar Kodesh tells us, that the idea is that Malchus is connected to the moon, and that's the beginning of Mekeva. Dovra Melech is brought down the Mukabolim, is the prototype of the sphere of Malchus. That's Dovra Melech. Because in the same way that the Lavona, the moon, is reborn after a period of decline, right, and total eclipse, so too Malchus Beis David again will rise again at the time of Mashiach. So we said Malchus connected the moon, right? Because Makabel, that's exactly Dovid HaMelech. Malchus Beis David is the same way, just like the moon. It'll be reborn again. It'll be his chachis, and we say Bakidush Lavona Take. We say Dovid HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kaim. It's not just put in there. But the Shaykh is like the beginning of the moon, to see that the same way that the moon, right, is reborn every month, and we see a new Ischachus, the same way we'll find Takav Malchus Beis David. And that's why we say Dov Malchus Ol Chai V'Kayim. So the idea is, Malchus, by the way, is the sphere that only receives. All of the other spheres are Mashpia. They give. Each one its own way. They give what their Midah says that they give, what inherently what they have. But Malchus is the only sphere which receives. And it's represented, by the way, also by the mouth. The Kunazir says Torah Shabal Peh, because the mouth is where the body receives nourishment. The mouth is the place. People who talk a lot, they give. But mouth is considered to be the place where you're Makabel. The idea is where the mouth is where you receive nourishment. And matter of fact, Taki, this is what the Zohar Kodesh says. It says in Posach Eliyo, it says Malchus Peh is Torah Shabal Peh Korle. It's called Taki Torah Shabal Peh. Again, just want to mention that once you come, Taki, to the last sphere, which is Zion, which is the Makabel of all of the Ashpois, that's the Bechina Shabbos. Shabbos is the seventh day of creation. Shabbos is no active work being done. Shabbos receives. That's the product. That's the end result of all of the work that was done. So the Sheish Mei Maiz is the Bechina Mashpia. Shabbos, which is Zion, right, is the Bechina Makabel. So the last of the Zion sphere is Malchus, and we say Taki Shabbos Malchus, we say. Shabbos also refers in fact as Malchus. So this is the idea. I just want to mention that besides the fact when we talk about all the different
moshels, that we say that design spheres, as we said, Malchus is also connected to Levona. We said Malchus is representative of Malchus Beis David. But generally speaking, the Zohar talks about the Shivaroyim. The Shivaroyim are the Zion Shepherd design, the seven leaders of Klal Yisrael, which epitomize the seven spheres. And namely, we have Abram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, right? Moshe Aharon, and then you have Yosef and David. And David is the last one. Again, David is going to get Malchus, and so on and so forth. Which each one of the Shivaroyim represent the Zion Midas. So basically, so this is the idea that we talk about. And Memela, this is what the Tanya is referring to. So we have Chochma Bino Das. This gives birth. Once you have Chochma Bino Das, the idea has already been not only thought of, but the idea not only has been also worked out, the Bechinas Bina, but Das, you already became connected to it. You became committed to it. So now you are ready in the position to react emotionally to that idea and to take charge in any of the Zion Midas that come into place. So this, again, is Zion Midas is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, and then the Zion Midas Keneged Odom. Because Odom also has the Zion Midas and the Esa Spheres. As the Tanya pointed out, that the Neshama of each person has all 10, the Nefesh has 10, and the Ruach has 10, as well as the Neshama has 10. And next week we'll continue further with the Tanya as it develops some of the ideas that we mentioned here, but we'll have a better understanding next week. Oh yeah, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. That's also even. That's also even. That's not even more even. People came late. Just you have the car? You came in. You got another room?